Yeah, I know Dana O'Neill from The Athletic, who wrote a, I thought, a rather, for the most part, I mean, fair-handed account. You know, now, Dana was with Dick Girardi and me last night at dinner, and she tried to reach out to Jim three different times, and then she's like, well, at some point I got to write the thing, so she did. And then he started texting her like, hey, you know, it's like she reached out to you three times at some point. Like, you can't wait forever on somebody. Look, I'll take this from a different viewpoint for a moment. You look at his entire life, it's been around Syracuse. I think there was a brief period of time where he played basketball with the Scranton Miners in the Eastern Basketball League. I think that's the only time he ever got a paycheck from anybody but Syracuse. So his loyalty to the university, his loyalty to the area, to the basketball program, and so forth, well, let's face it, I mean, that part is outstanding. The program right now, they went to the ACC from the Big East, along with, obviously, Pitt and Boston College had already gone. But they go into the ACC, and they've been a middle-of-the-pack team. And there does get to a point where everybody's kind of looking around saying, okay, after being in the Big East where there was that great run, especially in the 80s and 90s, and I know he won the national championship in 2003, but you know, he was able to get athletes to go and play basketball in the winter in Syracuse, New York, which is amazing. Now, we can, I'm sure there'll be a lot of debate as to how it happened. I'm not going to sit here and pretend I know. But between Akeem Warwick and Carmelo Anthony and Jerry McNamara and Derek Coleman and, I mean, all the great players there, you know, Pearl Washington, all the great players they had there, Syracuse was relevant year in and year out. When they went to the ACC, the relevancy started to slide back slowly but surely. And this goes to my point that I made, and this is going to be, I'm going to try and draw two at the same time here. When I was at Wisconsin for basketball, I was talking with Mike Lucas and Matt LePay, their broadcast team. And I think I also talked about this with Andy North, too, at one point. And I said, let me ask you guys something. If they decide to go 1 through 16 in football, so this became a football conversation, is sixth place good? And they kind of looked at me like, wow. I hadn't really thought of it in those terms. Is sixth place good? Because right now, you know, the Big Ten is in divisions. So we know sixth place is bad. You know, but if you're second or third, are you okay? And now if you're going 1 through 16, is sixth place good? Well, now let's go back to Syracuse basketball. Was 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th place, 11th good? And that's what they were running into. It's going to be interesting to see if Adrian Autry can do something about this. Matt, my thought process is he will work hard. My initial guess is going to be no. I think Syracuse basketball is going to struggle for a long time without Jim Boeheim. Let's face it, there aren't many people that sit there and can get 30,000 people into a basketball arena for a regular season game. But there also was a time where you could just tell they had good players, but they no longer had great players. When Penn State beat them the last time they played, which was at the Barclays Center, that's what struck me. Penn State won the game and actually won the game rather comfortably against Syracuse. And that was, I mean, watching them, now this is obviously what, I think it was the 1920 season. You're talking just three seasons ago. Like, I'm watching, I'm thinking, they're good. They're good. But there's nobody on that team that's great. All those great names I mentioned were all great college players. Great college players. The great college players, Matt, have stopped going there. There are other places to go. And I think Syracuse was trying to put, I think they looked at it and said, you know what? If we don't do something now, we may not be able to get it back. And to be honest with you, I don't think they're going to be able to get it back. I think it's going to be very difficult to do in the combination of location, unproven coach, not a name, you know, which is nothing against him. Everybody builds their name, right, over time. And being in the ACC is going to be a problem. I think the days of Syracuse being in the conversation in college basketball, they'll have some good years, but not the consistency. For the most part, he gave them a level of consistency. But, you know, they kind of masked it a little bit over time because they would have good regular seasons, and then all of a sudden he put together a great postseason. Right? He'd get to the Sweet 16. But what did I always say about Syracuse in the postseason? To me, anytime they got in and could win the first game, I felt their odds of getting to the Sweet 16 went up exponentially. Why? Because they played the 2-3 zone, were so good at it, and teams aren't used to seeing it. And you, when you only have a 24 to 36-hour prep for it, it's not easy. And I always felt that was an advantage for them in the tournament. It is not an advantage for them in the conference tournament. Everybody's already seen it. Nobody has to sit there and go, oh, my goodness, what do we do now? But there you go. He's out. Then there is the situation...